Good morning, I'm Sarah Weitz-Kotacek with KUAR News in Little Rock. Artists who live or were born in the Delta region are currently showing their work at the Arkansas Art Center during the 57th annual Delta exhibition. I spoke to some of this year's artists.
The first segment of this recipe concerns the combination of various everyday ingredients in order to ensure that those ingredients become virtually interrelated.
That's Bentonville-based sculptor and installation artist Dayton Castleman. He's reading the satirical Oxford American piece about verbose academic language written by his friend Harrison Scott Key.
Thereafter, a substance, generally described by the term bacon, is heated to a point of contention, after which the mixture is introduced to the heat-advanced skillet environment.
It depicts books in pots on a stove or cooked books, along with a steak knife and a bottle of wine on a countertop. The work is a reference to Castleman's time as a frustrated art professor in Chicago. Brian Lang, the Arkansas Art Center's chief curator, says the highly prestigious show includes work about any and everything. He says it's also evolved from an early focus on painting, watercolors, and graphics.
Certainly landscapes and those iconic images of the South remain in the Delta exhibition, but abstract art and photography and all other types of media and styles of art have grown over the years.
Lang says the exhibition's purpose is to give respected and little-known artists a chance to show their work. This year's juror is internationally acclaimed watercolorist and native Arkansan George Dombeck, who caught a break when he won an award in the exhibition 40 years ago as a graduate student at the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville. This year, Dombeck chose 72 works out of more than 880 entries, including one from 30-year-old Bentonville-based Lewis Watts, who's shown work in the Delta exhibition 6 times since he graduated from college. Watts says this year his is about apoptosis, the biological process of cells dying.
That's how our fingers and toes are formed in utero. And I was just interested in the idea of sort of destroying something and then that making something anew.
Art Center curator Ann Wagner says once the exhibition's juror selects the artwork, staff organize it by recurring themes and materials.
Here we've got a piece that's made out of pieces of wood, and then nearby it, here's a photograph of a piece of wooden architecture, and then we have another piece that has photographic elements, and it's showing wood. So it's three very, very different ways of looking at it, and you turn back around, and you have a very abstract wooden sculpture.
Wagner says one of her favorite exhibition pieces is by Little Rock printmaker A.J. Smith, The Uncivil War, about the lynching of a Union soldier. She says it speaks to problems of violence against black men today and a history of struggle against racism. Lisa Kranichfeld, another Little Rock-based artist, focuses on race as well as ethnicity and gender in her work. She's Asian American and a Southerner. She paints headshot portraits of androgynous subjects in elaborate clothing with Asian-influenced designs.
So I was kind of thinking about gender identity when I was doing these and expectations that kind of go along with what your gender is and how you really can't avoid those as much as you try, especially in this day and age right now. Gender is just a very hot topic, and it's getting more and more fluid.
It's the first time Kranichfeld has had her work accepted into this exhibition, and she says it's been a lifetime goal. She won the Delta Award, a second-place honor following the exhibition's Grand Award, which went to Oklahoma-based artist Mark Lewis. The exhibition runs through September 20th. A counter exhibition of works not selected for the Delta exhibition will be on display in North Little Rock in September and October. It's called Delta des Refusés, referencing the famous French exhibition Salon des Refusés, meaning exhibition of rejects. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, KUAR News.